Good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel, still from Boca. If you got to the bottom of Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, the last four lines, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol would wear eight begadim when he came to asking from the Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara there says, Be'elu nishalim be'urim V'Tumim, ki aser abdimi redimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. He reported, he said, Amar begadim shekohen gadol mishamish behen, mishuach melchama mishamish behen. The same eight begadim that a Kohen Gadol wears when doing the Avodah, the mishuach melchama, the special Kohen who's anointed to lead them and to declare all the different psukim and the exemptions from the milchama. So if he were to do the avodah in the base of English, he too would wear the eight begadim. Shenemar tez in the pasuk big de akodesh asher le'aron, you levan of acharav, to it should be to his children afterwards. Lemisheba begedula acharav, a person who has some level of authority, gedula acharav. That's a reference to, apparently, to the mishuach melchama. Rashi points out there's a drasha. Since it says the word achrav is an extra word, it's coming to darshan other gedulos, other types of positions of authority of the kuna, namely the mishuach melchama. So the Gemara asks a question, Mesiv Rav Adi Bar Ava, Varmila, others say it's Kedi, that was his name, Yachal Yebenosha Meshuach Melchama, Meshamesh, Tachas, Kederach, Tachtav, Kederach, Shebenosha, Kohen Gadol, Meshamesh, Tachtav. One might think that the child of the Meshuach Melchama should follow in the path, should be Yorish, his father's appointment as Meshuach Melchama, just like the son of the Kohen Gadol is Meshamesh, he's Yorish, his father's Kuna Gadola. Tamil Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Shivas Yamim Yil B'Shem, Yobasham, HaKohen Tachtav Mibanav Asher Yavo El Olam Oed. 7 days, the Kohen afterwards, the child who fathers the Kohen, the son, who follows the Kohen Gadol to be the replacement, should wear the begadim for 7 days in the Olam Oed. Mi Shiroi Lavo El Olam Oed. The only person, the only child who fathers his father, who's going to be Yorish's father, is one who serves in the Olam Oed, in the Mishkan, as opposed to the Meshuach Melchama, who does not serve in the Olam Moed, seemingly. So the Gemara says, if it's true that the Meshuach Melchama also wears eight begadim, so what do you mean? If that's the case, Emisa, Michsei Chazi, the Kohen Meshuach Melchama is also Roy. His father also works in the base of English in Big Day Kuna, in the eight begadim. So why are we only saying that the child of the Kohen Gadol, why not the child of the Meshuach Melchama as well? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Hachikama, this is what it means. Kol she'ikar mishichaso le'ol moed, whoever's primary appointment, his primary anointment, was to work in the Olam Moed, namely the Kohen Gadol, that's where we say the child, the Tachas Banav, goes afterwards. The Yatzeh Zeh she'ikar mishichaso le'mechama, as opposed to Meshuach Melchama. Granted, he has the right to work in the Olam Moed, he can work in the Mishkan, in the base of Migdash, with the Ebegadim, but that's not his primary appointment, that's not his primary anointment, so he's not part of the Pasuk, and therefore his son does not partake, it does not follow the lead of his father. But the father, the Meshuach Melchama, does wear eight begadim when he works in the base of Migdash. It's just that his child does not inherit this post. Gemara now says in Ayin Gimel and Aleph, we are six lines down, Meisive asks the Gemara, Meshuach Melchama, Eina Meshamish, Lo Ba'arba, Kikoin Hedyot, Lo Bishmono, Kikoin Gadol. When Meshuach Melchama works in the base of Migdash, he is not allowed to work. He can't wear the four begadim because he's not a Kohen Hedyot. But he can't wear eight begadim because he's not a Kohen Gadol. He's somewhere in between. So clearly from this statement, this brisa, he does not wear the eight begadim. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, Ella Zar Mashusle. So he's a Zar. He's a Zar. He's no worse than a regular Yisrael. He can't work as a Kohen Hedyot nor as a Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, no. Ella ke Kohen Gadol Mishim Eva. Really, he is considered Kohen Gadol. And he should really wear eight begadim, because it's going to create animosity, it's going to create ema with the eva, with the current Kohen Gadol. We don't let him practically work. But in theory, if he were to work in the base of Mikdash, Ein Achanami, he would wear eight begadim. And he's not Kohen Hedot, because he can't be demoted. Mishim Malin Kodesh Veloma Ridin. We only promote a person, we can't demote a person from his level of Kedusha, so therefore he's stuck. In reality, he's a Kohen Gadol, he's a second Kohen Gadol, but in practice he can't act because of the eva. So Gemara then says, Amar le Rav Ada bar Ava le Rava v'hai Tana de Lesle Eva v'lo kamashamish. So we're going to present the Brisa that clearly doesn't hold of Eva, and yet still, even though there's no Eva, we don't allow the Meshuach Melchama to work with eight begadim. The Tani, the Brisa says that Dvarim shebein Kohen Gadol le Kohen Hedyot. What are the differences between the Kohen Gadol and any other regular Kohen? The Par Kohen Mashiach, if the Kohen Gadol violates an Aveira, he has to bring a special Par that only Kohen Gadol brings, as opposed to a regular Kohen Hedyot brings a regular Chatas. A Par Haba'al Kol Mitzos, sorry, the first one is Par Kohen Mashiach, if it's based on a Horah, It's a special par that's brought if he makes a mistake and he acts in an incorrect hara. The second one is a par haba kol mitzvah. So if he violates any avera, instead of bringing a classic chatas, he brings a par, the Kohen Gadol. Upar Yom HaKippurim, the paro shel Aaron, only the Kohen Gadol, brings a special par to represent the Kohen Gadol. Vasir se'efa, that's brought every single day by the Kohen Gadol only. Lo parea v'lo parem, he's not allowed to let his hair grow long, nor could he tear his clothing. Ava parem hu milamat, he's allowed to tear clothing on the bottom of his beged, not on the top of the beged. However, the head yot only tears milamala on the top of the beged. That's another difference. Vein metame lekrovav, he doesn't become tame to his relatives, even though the kohen head yot can become and should become tame if one of his seven close relatives die, the kohen gadol does not. Umitzuv al basula, the kohen gadol must marry a basula. Umuzar al halmana, and there's a lav to marry an almana, as opposed to the kohen head yot may marry an almana, does not have to marry a basula. Umachzis a retzeach. And also when the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rotzeach, who had to flee to the Ari Miklat, gets to go back, as opposed to when the Kohen Hediot dies, that does not happen. U'makriv onein ve'inu ochel ve'inu cholek ve'notel, that the Kohen Gadol, when he is an onein, he does the avoda, he does karbanos, but he's not allowed to eat, he doesn't take any portion. Chelek barosh u'makriv, if he wants, he could take first dibs to the karban, the makriv. Chelek barosh mishamish, again, ve'inu ochel ve'inu cholek. The notel v'chelik barosh, merakim chelik barosh, is allowed to take first. He's able to makriv first the Kohen Gadol. U'mishamish b'shmona kelim, he wears eight big gadim the Kohen Gadol. U'palter al tumas mikdash v'kadashav, he's exempt from entering in the Gemara. Rashi refers to Gemara in Horus that proves this point. V'chol avodas Yom Kippur me'ino k'sheres elabo, and all the avoda that's performed on Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Hedio. V'chulon nagas b'meruba b'gadim, all of them apply to a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with meruba b'gadim. Chutz mipar haba al kol mitzvos v'chulon, except for that one, the par which comes if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have avera, he doesn't bring a chatas, he brings a special par that only applies to a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with shemen hamishcha. But all the other ones, if there was no shemen hamishcha during Bayis Sheni, there wasn't. They only became the Kohen Gadol through the anointment of wearing eight big day kahuna. So all the halachas apply of Kohen Gadol except for the one, the par bal kol mitzvos, only applies to the Kohen Gadol who had the shemen hamishcha, not the Kohen Gadol who was appointed and anointed through the eight big other. And the Brayso says further, v'chulon nagos b'mishuach she'avar. If you have a Kohen Gadol who became tamid, let's say, and you had a replacement Kohen Gadol, and then the original Kohen Gadol was put back in his post, so then the backup one's called now the Kohen Gadol, he's a Meshuach She'avar. Chutz mipar, so kul nahagas b'meshuach she'avar, chutz mipar yom ha-kippur v'asir se'efa. So that Kohen Gadol who's a backup, even though it was momentarily, he continues to practice like a Kohen Gadol, with the exception of two things. He does not bring the par yom kippur, only the real Kohen Gadol brings that par, and he also does not bring a daily asir se'efa. And which is why we brought the brayso of v'chulon einagos b'meshuach mochama chutz mechamisha dvarim hamurim beparsha. But all these things do not apply to meshuach mochama except for five things that do apply. Lo parea, he can't let his hair grow long. Lo forim, he can't tear his clothing. Lo metame lekrov, he does not become tame to his relatives. U'metuva al basula, he must marry a basula. V'muzar al almana, he's not allowed to marry an almana. U'machzes eretzach, he also, with his death, the Kohen Gadol's death, and the Kohen Meshuach Mechama's death, the Rotzeach and the Ari Mikla can return back home safely. Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Chacham argued Omrim, Eino Machzer, they do not return back. So what's the Shaila here? If you look at the Rashi, three wide lines down, Rashi says, Umachzes Rotzeach Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, when the Meshuach Mechama dies, the Rotzeach goes back home. Demar Bilei Mesechas Makos Mikrai, the Psukim that teaches this, Upliga Rabbeinu Alev, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Alma, we see from here, Haitana Lesle Eva. This brisa does not hold of Eva between the Meshuach Mechama and the Kohen Gadol. How do we see that? Mitikatani Kula Nogos B'Meshuach She'avar, the Meshamish Shmonim Begadim. All these didn't apply, including wearing eight, all these didn't apply to the Meshuach She'avar. Meshuach She'avar, not Meshuach Mechama. The Meshuach She'avar, who was a Kohen Gadol as a backup, even though the Kohen Gadol now went back into his post, the old Kohen Gadol continues to work with eight begadim. So we see you have two Kohen Gadolim, the Kohen Gadol, the actual Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol Meshuach She'avar, they will both work with eight begadim. Why do we let the second Meshuach She'avar work with eight begadim? Does that not mean we don't hold of Eva? There's no animosity? So we see, and yet still says Rashi, "Vafil hachi Meshuach Mechama lo." The Meshuach Mechama does not wear the eight begadim. Dikatani kulan einagos b'Meshuach Mechama. All these dinim don't apply except for the five listed. One of the things that's not listed is eight begadim. In other words, Mashiach Muhammad does not wear eight begadim, even though Eva is not of a concern in this brisa, because of the fact that we allowed the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol of Mashiach She'avar to work both eight begadim, clearly indicates there's no Eva. So this is a kasha, because we said above that Mashiach Muhammad would work. In theory, he should wear eight begadim had not been for Eva, but here he does not wear, even though Eva is not an issue. And Gemara says, no, of course Eva is an issue. There's a difference between the Eva, between the Kohen Gadol and Mashiach She'avar, versus the Kohen Gadol and Mashiach Muhammad. Between the Kohen Gadol and Mashiach She'avar, says the Gemara, ki les le Eva, b'dekavase, when is there no Eva, when they're both on the same playing field? When there's the actual Kohen Gadol and Mashiach She'avar, who's also a Kohen Gadol, they understand. They're both leaders. They're both at the same level. They understand each other, that they have the same power, the same strength, the same level of Kedusha. There's no Eva there. However, when someone who's less than him is trying to show that he's as great, not trying to show, but the Eight Begadim, the Mashiach Muhammad, is certainly a lower level in Kedusha than the actual Kohen Gadol. If he were to wear the Eight Begadim, that would create animosity to the much greater Kohen Gadol. So again, when the guy is smaller, the Mashiach Muhammad is less than him in Kedusha, Islay, that would generate Eva. So this Brisa, although there's no Eva between the Kohen Gadol and Mashiach She'avar, there is Eva between the Kohen Gadol and the Mashiach Muhammad. Gemara now says halfway down the wide lines on Amud Aleph here still, Yosef Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Abo is one sitting down. Actually, before I do that, I want to do a tosis on top here. Tosis, right? It's the only tosis on the page. V'chulun Noglis B'Mashuach She'avar, Tema. The Tzam B'Perek Eilu Heina Golem, U'maisla B'San Hedjidrei Perek Kohen Gadol, Ha'horik Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol Shaharag. If one murders the Kohen Gadol, or if the Kohen Gadol is the murderer, Eini Yotza Misham Li'olam. That Kohen Gadol, if he's the murderer, stays in the Ar Miklat forever, because there's no Kohen Gadol to allow him to release. And if one murders the Kohen Gadol, he too, that murderer stays in forever, because since there's no Kohen Gadol, the time of his murder, because the Kohen Gadol he killed, he stays in the Ar Miklat forever. So, Eini Yotza Misham Li'olam, the Gemara says, Vamai, why is that the case? Granted, there's no actual Kohen Gadol, but lo hadar b'misas Mashiach She'avar, after Rabbanim. So why not the Mashiach She'avar, the backup Kohen Gadol? If he dies, O Mashiach Muhammad, Rabbi Yehuda, Shigam Hei Machzir in Haratzeach. The Gemara here tells us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mashiach Muhammad, if he were to die, that also releases the Rod Schim, the murderers from the Ar Miklat. So how come the Gemara says when you murder the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Gadol murders, he can't, they're stuck forever? There's still the Mashiach She'avar, or the Mashiach Muhammad, according to Yehuda, with their death, they should release them from Ari Mikla. So Tosus gets two answers. Tosus writes via Shlomar, the Kohen Gadol Iker. The Kohen Gadol is the primary one who releases the Rotzim with his death. It releases the Rotzim from the Ari Mikla. The Chemin to have the Kohen Gadol, B'Shah Shaharag, Lohadar B'Mitas Hani. I mean, the Mashiach She'avar and Mashiach Muhammad are only the ones when, if the Kohen Gadol, there's no Kohen Gadol, then the death of those two are the ones who release them. Again, so he says, the cave in the Havi Kohen Gadol b'shas she'harag, lo hadar b'misas hani, or b'misas Kohen Gadol, acha she'amidu tachtav. So only when the Kohen Gadol is only the primary, he's the primary one. When there's a Kohen Gadol, the other ones play no role. Inami writes the last few lines, hadar katani ein yotza misham li'olam, kagon de lo havi Mashiach She'avar Mashiach Muhammad. Maybe it's talking about a case when there was no Mashiach Muhammad, there was no Mashiach She'avar. That's when he stuck. But Eina Hanami, had there been a Mashiach Muhammad, or had there been a Mashiach She'avar, these individuals would be released with the death of either one of those. So there's machlokas in the Tosfos here, whether or not, in the presence of the Kohen Gadol, whether the others, Mashiach She'avar, Mashiach Muhammad, with their death, would it also allow the Roskum to be released. Back inside the Gemara now, halfway down the wide lines, Yosef Rebbe Abohu, V'kamer Leilai Shmaisa, Mishmei Rebbe Yochanan, Ahadrinu, they were quoting this discussion, they quoted Rebbe Yochanan, Ahadrinu Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi Lapayu, they turned away. They turned away, they point out, they turned away because Rashi says, Klomar Lo Amr Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan did not say the statement. They didn't want to be brazen and chutzpah there, because they just turned away, showing their disapproval that Rebbe Yochanan was not the author of this whole discussion. Ikadami, others say, Rebbe Chia Bar Abba Amra. He was the one saying this. Vadrinu Rebbe Ami Rebbe Asi Lape. And when Rebbe Chia Bar Abba was quoting Rebbe Yochanan, they turned away to again show their disappointment that Rebbe Yochanan was not the author of this statement. So what's the difference whether it's Rebbe Abo or whether it's Rebbe Chia Bar Abba making this statement in the name of Rebbe Yochanan? So the Gemara says, Maskev Le Rapapa. Rapapa asks the question, Bishma, I understand why Rebbe Abo, they didn't explicitly tell him that Rebbe Yochanan didn't say this. They had to only indicate this by turning their faces away. Mishum Yikara, the Beit Kesar, he was very chashuv. He was very chashuv in the Beis HaMelech, says Rashi, and therefore they have to be respectful. They just turned their face away. But when it came to Ela Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Nimrule Meimar, Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, why didn't they say very directly, Rabbi Yochanan was not the author? Granted, Rabbi Chiya was a very chashiv person, but he was not chashiv in the base of Melech. He didn't require that type of respect, so why weren't they direct? And the Gemara doesn't give an answer. So likely this was with a statement took place with Rabbi Abohu. Gemara then says, Ki Yasa Rabin, when Rabin came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he says, Nishal Itmar. What does Nishal Itmar refer to? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says six lines up from the bottom, five lines up from the bottom. Ki Yasa Rabin Amar Lav Mishamish Behem Itmar, Ela Nishal Behem Itmar. It was not referring to working with the clothing, rather asking, meaning what? Begadim Shekhan Gadim Mishamish Behem Mishuch Mechama Nishal. Kishiyotze Lemechama, Benishal Be'ur Metumim Shemech Nishal Lobehem. We weren't talking about the Mishuach Mechama wearing the eight begadim like we said earlier. Rather, we're talking about here is Nishal, that Mishuach Mechama would be wearing the eight begadim when asking from the Urim Betumim. That's what it's talking about. So Gemara then says, Tanir Rabbanam, Ketzad, Tanir Mihachli, right? It says, Begadim Shekhan Gadim Mishamish Ben Mishuach Mechama Nishalbehem. Those eight begadim with which the Kohen Gadol would wear to do the Avodah would be the same begadim that Mashiach Mechama would wear when asking from the Urim Betumim. Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Ketan Shalan, how exactly did they ask the questions? Hashol Mipanava Klape Nishal. The Shoel would ask a question to the Nishal. The Shoel is either the Melech or the Bezdin, or the Abezdin. The Nishal is the Kohen. And Nishal Mipanava Klape Shechina. The Nishal, which is the one being asked from, is the Kohen Gadol, faces the Shechina. What that means is, Rashi says, Klape Ur Metumim, Visham Shem HaMafarish Bestoch Achoshim. So he looks down facing the Ur Metumim. Rambam argues and says, no, the Kohen Gadol actually faces the Kodesh Kodashim. That's what it means. He faces the Shechina and the Kodesh Kodashim. So the one who's asking the question is facing the back of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol is facing the Kodesh Kodashim. And it's the Gemara that says, Vanisha Panav Klapei Shechina, Hashol Amar. So the Shol says, he makes his request, and the Gemara goes on, what's the request? Erdof Achrei HaGedud Hazer. He says, should I go ahead and chase after this army? But Nishal Omer, the Nishal, the response to the Kohen Gadol says back, and the Urim Tumim shows him, Kama Hashem, Olav Hatzlach, Hashem says, you'll be Matzliach. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Tzach Lomer Kama Hashem, you don't have to say those words, Ella, Olav Hatzlach. Of course Hashem is reporting back. You don't have to say Hashem's reporting back. Just say, Olav Hatzlach, Hashem says, so you'll be successful. Ein Shalom Mekol, a person should not respond in a loud voice. Shenemar v'shalo, if you ask a question, it should be asked in a way, but it shouldn't be so loud. V'lo mahara b'libo, but you should think about it. Shenemar v'shalo lifnei Hashem, it should be said. Something should be articulated, but it shouldn't be in a loud voice. Ella kederach shama chana b'tfilas, it should be the way Chana said. She whispered. Shenemar v'chana himedaberes aliba, she spoke to her heart, so she whispered. Question how audible this is. There's a big discussion when it comes to davening Shemoneh Esrei, whether a person should be quiet or not. So the Gemara tells in Brachos, one who davens should not magbia kol b'tfilasa, rather he should daven like Chana. What does Chana mean? That the ears, whoever davens, should be able to hear it in her own ears, but the person next to them should not be able to hear this. However, the Beis Yosef brings from the Zohar that you shouldn't even hear your own self. It should be said somehow in your mind. You should whisper it, but your own ears shouldn't be able to hear yourself. So they try to bring a ride from this Gemara here that we learn from Chana. Chana, who's the source of how we should daven quietly, she's also apparently the source of how one should ask the question from the Urim Tumim. And this Gemara clearly says that the person next to her should be, the Urim Tumim has to be hearing the question. The Kohen Gadol hears what's going on. So if Chana is the source, it must be the one next to the person should be able to hear. And the Chida says that's not a raya here, because even though the Gemara is using Chana as a model for Urim Tumim, it's not an exact model. Chana whispered and she didn't even hear her own voice. Ayna Chanami by the Urmatumim, she has to whisper, or he has to whisper, it should be somewhat audible, but it does not have to be the same din, and you can't bring a raya from this Gemara to the way we actually daven. So Gemara now says further, so we don't ask loudly, we whisper, like Chana whispered, so Ein Shalom Shnei Dvar Mekachar, we also don't ask for two questions at one time, only one question at each time. Vim Shal Ein Machzir, if one does ask two things at the same time, Ein Machzirin El Achad, the Urim Tumim only responds on one of the items, Vein Machzirin Lo Ela Arishon, and they only respond on the first question, not on the second question. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Hayaskiruni Valikila V'yado Hayered Shol V'yomer Hashem Yered. So should I go ahead and should I close off the city? The people explains here, you look at Rashi says, actually, there's no Rashi here. So the din here is, when it came to David in the city of Keilah, so they heard that he wanted, Shaul wanted to go down to fight with him. So he wanted whether he should fight in the city here. And so he asked the question, will be given to his hand, the city will be given to the hand, and is Shaul going to go down? So Hashem said, Hashem Yerid. So he asked, Hashem said, you should go down. So ha'amris, but then we say that ain machzir ella harishon. There are two questions here. One is, will they be successful in the conquering of Keilah? And secondly, will Shaul go down? So Hashem only answered the second question, that Hashem said he's going to go down. So why was he answering the second question, not the first question? So Gemara says, David Shaul shelo kaseder. David asked the wrong order. He asked the second question first, and the first question second. So see, even though he asked it second, that really should have been the first question, so Hashem answered him first. So it says, "V'chzir lo kaseder." Hashem responded to him in the correct order. V'chaven sheyada sheshal shelo kaseder. Once David understood, he asked the question in the wrong order. Chazav shal kaseder. He asked in the proper way. Shenemar ha'iskiru vali kila osi v'sanche biad shal v'yom Hashem yaskiru. Then he asked the second question. Hashem said, "Yaskiru." So then the Gemara says, "Im hutzah chadavar l'shav." If one needs to ask two questions, what should you do? Machzir lo shnayim kechad. So then, if it's necessary and there's no time to ask both questions together, so then there are exceptions. Hashem will respond even on both questions. Shenemar, Yishal David b'Hashem leimor. David inquired from Hashem. Ha'erdof achay agdud hazeh. Will I chase after them? Hasigenu. Will I be successful? V'yomer lo reduf. You should chase after them. Ki hasig tasig v'hatzah tatzah. You'll be successful. V'afa pishik zeres navi chazeres. Even though when a navi makes a nevuah, it could be chazeres. So Rashi says, like the case of Yonah, they said Nineveh is going to be destroyed, but we know it's Chazeres because they did Tshuva. So even though by the Navi it's Chazeres, when it comes to Gzeres Urim V'Tumim, it ain't a Chazeres. When the Urim V'Tumim says something, it does not go back, it's final. That's it. Shenemar, B'mishpat Ha'urim, B'mishpat means it's decided already, there's no changing. So Lama Nikra Sheman Urim V'Tumim, why is it called the Urim V'Tumim? In fact, Urim Shemi'irin es Divrayim, that it lights up the words, the letters of what light up, and able to figure out the answer. And Tumim Shemashlimim es Divrayim, that the answer, the words, the response is going to be final. There's no changing. Vim Tomer, if you're going to tell me, give us Binyamin, with the story of Binyamin, and the whole mice of the Sheva Binyamin fighting, and the first 2 days of the war, that Bnei Yisrael lost many people to Sheva Binyamin, Bnei Ma'alo Hashimah, why wasn't that decided? Because they asked, should we go fight Binyamin? And then the Urim V'Tumim says, yes. But they went to fight and they lost many people. So Gemara says, the reason is because Heim lo shelo bichnu. They did not establish, they did not clarify, that the question was a little bit unclear. Im l'netach, im l'hinatzeach. They asked if they should go fight, but they didn't ask, will we win or will we lose? The Urim V'Tumim says, go fight. We're going to lose. They didn't ask if we're going to win or we're going to lose. And Bachron, in the end, Shebichnu, v'iskimu after, when they asked the question properly, so then the Urim V'Tumim said, you're going to be matzliach, and now you're going to go ahead and win. Shenemar, u'pinchas ben alazar ben aron omer lefanav b'yam ha'im le'mor. Pinchas was at that time. Ha'osif od la'teis le'melchama in b'nei Yisrael, in b'nei b'nyamin ha'achiyah ha'me'echtal. Well, should we go down and continue the fight? Will we be successful? V'yam Hashem, alu kimachar, and then it'll be adecha. Go tomorrow, because I'll give them into your hands. So that was only because they asked the question incorrectly, but whatever the Urim V'Tumim says, it is final. So Kate is now said, how exactly did the Urim V'Tumim give the response? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Boltos. The various letters how it kind of stuck out. They lit up, they stuck out. And the Kohen Gadol had to arrange and figure out what the interpretation of the different letters were. He had to unscramble them. Reish Lakish Omer, Mitzdarfos. No, the letters actually came out and moved together and they formed words. V'halok Sibbe Tzadi. So the guy asks the question, all the letters weren't present. It had the names of all the Shvatim. But there's no Tzadi in any of the names of the Shvatim. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Ksiv, Sham as well. The Avos were listed, and since the Tzadi is in Yitzchak, so we have a Tzadi there as well. V'alo Ksiv, test. There's no test in the Avos names, there's no test in the Shvatim names. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Shifte, Yeshurun, Ksiv, Sham, and also says the word Shifte, Yeshurun, the test and Shifte, so all Aleph Beis appear on the Urim V'Tumim. So Meisvi, that asks a question, Kol Kohen, Shein Medabe B'Ruach HaKodesh, V'Shechina Sharlov, Ein Sharlimbo. Any Kohen who does not have Ruach HaKodesh, and the Shechina is not resting on him, cannot ask from him, from the Urim V'Tumim, Sharei Shal Tzadok, Tzadok, V'Alsalo Avyasar, V'Alsalo. So they asked Tzadok, Tzadok was able to give the answer. And they asked Avyasar, he was not able to give an answer. Shenemar V'Yal Avyasar, Atom Kol Am. He didn't have a response, because he didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. So what's the question here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Shenemar v'yal v'yasa atom kol am la'avor, v'tanya v'seder olam, v'shal v'urim v'tumim, v'alsa lo, Since Rav Yasser was not able to utilize the Urim and Tumim, they removed him from his position. From the fact that you need a person, a Kohen Gadol, who speaks, who understands Ruach HaKodesh, Ama lo boltos, lo mitzarfos hayu, de'im kein lama li Ruach HaKodesh. It must be that it's not like Reish Lakish. Had it been Reish Lakish, that the letters form the word, you don't need a Chacham to read a word. Only if the letters kind of lit up, and the Kohen Gadol had to unscramble them, you need a certain Ruach HaKodesh, how to put them together. So it must be a raya for Rabbi Yochanan that they did not come together to form a word. You need Ruach HaKodesh. And Gemara says, no. Siyu have a Messiah b'hadayu. The Enechanami, you didn't need it. But in order to have to activate Urim V'Tumim, and it could be like Reish Lakish, that the letters came out and formed the word, but in order to activate it, you have to be a Kohen Gadol with the Ruach HaKodesh to allow the process to take place. If one did not have the Ruach HaKodesh, then it wouldn't be effective. Not because you need Ruach HaKodesh to understand the letters that were unscrambled. No, you needed to activate the Urim V'Tumim. Last few lines of the parak here, Vein Shalin El Alamelch, he only asked to a king, Menahan Emila, how do you know? Amir Rabbi Bo, Damar Kra, Lifnei Allah Karin Yamod, Vishalob, Mishpat Urim V'Tumim. That's referring to Yeshua. At the time, Yeshua was a king. So Yeshua, that's how we know a Melech asked from the Urim V'Tumim, who Zem Melech, Vichol Bnei Yisrael, Ito, everyone with him, Zem Meshuach Mechamah, as Rashi says, last Rashi in the parak here, Vichol Bnei Yisrael, Ito, Misha Kol Bnei Yisrael, Ito, Latzeis L'Mechamah Achav, he who all Klai Yisrael join in the army, that's referring to Meshuach Mechamah, and Mechol Eda, Zeus and Hejin. So these three individuals are able to ask from the Urim V'Tumim, Hajin Lach, Balo, Kohen Gadol. Let's begin now the eighth and final parak. This talks about the five Inuyim on Yom HaKippurim. So the Mishnah tells us that Yom HaKippurim, Aser b'achila b'shtiyah v'chita v'sich v'nilas ha'sandel b'tashim v'mita, can't eat, drink, you can't bathe, you can't put oil, you can't wear leather shoes, nor can you have relations. These are the Yisurim on Yom HaKippurim. V'amelach v'akala, the king of the kala, the kala rash is the kala within 30 days of her marriage, so yirchatzis panam, they're allowed to wash their faces, the king, because he always has to look beautiful. Darcho v'shvachal yos na'as is Rashi, it's his way to always look presentable and beautiful and handsome. Hakala, says Rashi, because we want her to always be beloved to her husband, to always look presentable. So the first 30 days, she has to and must or can wash her face, even Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah adds a third category, Hachaya, Tinol, Esasandal, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. A woman who just had given birth, she's allowed to wear leather shoes because she gets very cold. She just lost a lot of body weight. She lost a child, so she needs to stay warm. So a leather shoe keeps her warm. So these are three Hatayrim on Yom Kippur of these different Inuyim. That's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Come along now, Chachamim Omer Osim, they forbid this. Rashi understands that they aser all three cases, the Melech, the Kala, and the Chaya. There are no Heterim according to the Chachamim. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ochel, Kikosevas Hagasa, a person who eats the size of a date, a large date, Kemo, Ukigirainaha, that the amount and its a pit as well. That's the shear that one kikosevis and one violates the eating on Yom Kippur. Vashosa melo lugma, one who drinks the amount that fills up his cheek. Chayv, one's chayv on chayv karis. Kala ochlin mitstarfin the kosevis. All the different types of foods are mitzarif to the shear of kikosevis. The chamashkin mitzarifin the malay lugmav, and all types of drinks can form a complete shear of malay lugmav. However, ha'ocha vashosa a mitzarifin, but food and drink do not combine, because since they work on different measurements, different shearim, we cannot combine the food and the drink. That's the end of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, aser anush karisu. How can the Mishnah say the Yom HaKippurim Aser b'achila shtiyah? It should say, stronger than that, there's onesh karis. It's not that it's just stam aser, it's an onesh karis. So why doesn't it say onesh karis in the Mishnah? So Amar Rabbi Alai, V'itema Rabbi Yirmiya, lo nitzcha el l'chati shir. Referring to chati shir. Ein hachanami if there's a full shir of kikoseves, one would violate the iser and get a yichi of karis. But our Mishnah is addressing, even if it's pachas mikazayis, even if it's a chati kazayis, the din is chati kazayis aser min haTorah. So therefore, it's aser, but there is no onish karis if it's less than a shir. So Gemara says, "Hanich l'man damer." This makes sense. Chati shir aser min haTorah. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That makes sense. Elaman damer chati shir mutar min haTorah ma'ik l'meimar. But if you were to hold the chati shir is mutar min haTorah, so then what's it talking about here? So the Gemara says, "Did my Rebbe machlok as chati shir Rabbi Yochanan amar aser min haTorah?" Reish Lakish amar mutar min haTorah. So this whole mission makes sense. Hanich l'Rabbi Yochanan, it holds a chati shir aser min haTorah. When it says aser the mission, it's referring to chati shir, and it's aser, but there's no onish karis since there's no shir. What are you going to say for Reish Lakish Shita? So Gemara answers, even though Reish Lakish holds that it's mutter, Chatishir is mutter min haTorah, he does agree, Moda, Rabbi Shimon, Reish Lakish, Saser, Asr midirbanim. There is an Isser midirbanim. So this next sugi is a little bit complicated. I'm going to stop here. We'll do this tomorrow, because it does go deep into next stuff. So we'll leave it here. We'll quickly recap. We start talking about that the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, that he wears eight begadim when serving in the base of Migdash, but his son does not inherit this position, although the Kohen Gadol's son inherits the Kohen Gadol's position, the son of the Kohen Mashiach Melchama does not inherit this position. We discuss then, even though in theory the Mashiach Melchama would wear eight begadim when serving in the base of Migdash, he does not do so because of the Eva, the animosity between him and the Kohen Gadol. Even though there's no animosity between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol Mashiach She'avar, because they both work in the same playing field, they both can wear eight begadim, there is still Eva between the Kohen Gadol to the much less Kedusha of the Mashiach Melchama, and therefore he's not allowed to practically wear the eight begadim. Gemara then says that we discussed that in the detail, how the Urim V'Tumim works. The Shaul faces the Nishal faces the Shina. You only ask one thing at a time. If you ask two things, the Urim V'Tumim only responds to one of the things. We discussed as well, but the Urim V'Tumim says it's final, there's no changing back, although Nevuah can be Choser, Urim V'Tumim is not Choser. We discussed how it works. The Urim V'Tumim either is Boletes, and the Kohen Gadol has to interpret it, unscramble the letters, or maybe the Mistarfos, they actually come together to form a word. We mentioned the Urim V'Tumim, in addition to all the Yud Beis Shvatim being written, also the Avos names, as well as the words Shiftei Yeshurun are there as well, and all letters of the Alphas are present. And then we discussed the source of how we know that a king, a Sanhedrin, and the Mashiach Melchama could all ask questions for the Urim V'Tumim. Then we finished off the Daf, beginning the next parak. We listed the different Isurim on Yom Kippur, Achila, Shtia, Chitza, Sicha, Nias HaSandal, Tashmish, Mita, or Aser. There's three Ateirim, according to Balazar, the Melch and Kala could Yirchatsu, the Chaya could do Nias HaSandal, Chacham argue in all fronts. The shear of Chila is Kikoseves, Agasa, Shtia is Malay Lugmav, all foods can be mistarif, all drinks can be mistarif, but you cannot combine food and drink together. And then the Gemara said, why didn't it mention Onish Karis? Why did it only say Aser in the Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, because Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. There's no Onish Karis, less than a Shir, but there still is an Iser Torah. That makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, who holds Chatzi Shir Mutar Min HaTorah, how is he going to understand the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, because even he would agree that there is an Iser Midirabanan of a Chatzi Shir. Everybody have a wonderful day.